Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is chilly here in St. Louis.
Cold.
Cold, yeah. But for our friends in southern, the Gulf Coast, in Florida and Georgia, Alabama, all experiencing, and the Carolinas experiencing lots of rain, wind with Hurricane Michael coming through. Yesterday, our very own Kip Ellen, able to catch up with District President Eric Johnson, president of the LCMS Southern District, and get some comments from him on what's happening in their district, particularly Western Florida. And so we'll take a listen to what President Johnson had to share, and more. We'll also check in with the Florida Georgia District as well. Here's what President Johnson had to share with Kip yesterday.
This is now the third most powerful hurricane to hit the United States. And it hit Panama City, and it hit Mexico Beach, where we have about seven churches, and bringing just devastating winds, but also the huge storm surge that has done tremendous damage to many homes and buildings. Most of our pastors and church workers evacuated the area. We've had a couple that stayed in close to the area, and the reports that I'm getting is that everybody has weathered the storm well. Folks are trying to get back in. Some areas you can get back into, some areas you can't. They're still closed. But that's, to be expected in this kind of situation. We'll be meeting with the LCMS Disaster Relief on Monday in Panama City with our district disaster relief. You know, we have a really strong disaster relief team because of Hurricane Katrina. And so we've got people with experience and who are ready to go.
So District President Eric Johnson, LCMS Southern District, and that was with Kip Ellen yesterday. And you can find those news updates at KFUO.org. Hear more of the interview as well there at KFUO.org. It was a pretty strong storm, I believe. He said the third strongest hurricane to
Watching the coast. Watching the videos and pictures in the news, it is devastating.
Yeah, it was a bit overwhelming. I was trying to watch some of the live coverage the other day in between studio times and things, trying to stay on top of it and staying in touch with Pastor Jay Winters. He's pastor at University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee, Florida. Also a district secretary for the Florida Georgia District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Winters, thanks so much for joining us here in the Coffee Hour.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, you've been at University Lutheran Church for, is it 11 years now? Is that right?
11 years, correct.
How have storms impacted the Tallahassee community in your time there in the past? We'll talk about Hurricane Michael here in just a moment. But, you know, have you seen storms come through that area and the impact they've had?
Sure. The first 7 years that I was here, pretty much, Tallahassee did not have a significant hurricane event. The closest we got was a hurricane named Fay that dumped a lot of water. And then because it dumped so much water before it really came with the winds, knocked down a bunch of trees. But that was probably 2011. And then we had a real dry spell. And then 2 years ago, we had Hurricane Hermine come through, which was not that strong of a storm. It was actually just tropical storm force winds that when it hit Tallahassee. But because Tallahassee hadn't had anything in a while, it had knocked down a whole bunch of trees because hurricanes kind of keep you lean and mean and knock down all of the dead branches and stuff. And so Hermine was pretty devastating. Irma was heading right for us and thankfully took a shift off to the east. And so we weren't affected that much, but still knocked out infrastructure and power for quite a while. That's kind of been my history anyway with hurricanes and tropical storms in the region.
How has the impact of Hurricane Michael been different in your community?
I would say, unfortunately, a lot of the effect of the earlier storms, kind of got people a little bit complacent, you know, maybe didn't do quite as much prep as what they should have. You know, some of the things that some of the damage that happened was avoidable sometimes. You know, people just not battening things down. When you've got winds that are coming in anywhere between 80 miles an hour to, you know, like in the hundreds, you've got to batten stuff down, and some people didn't do that. So, you know, some people's stuff was flying down the street. So and this was, you know, this was legitimately the strongest storm that we've seen in Tallahassee for a while. And so I think people were caught off guard a little bit, because just traditionally here in the Big Bend, we just haven't been hit quite as much as further west, in the Gulf Coast or even, you know, or further east and on the Atlantic Coast there.
So what have you seen in your community? Describe some of the damage that you've seen in the Tallahassee community.
Sure. Lots of trees down. I'm actually sitting in my truck outside of of one of our members who had been a student, stuck around in the area. She bought a house, and she's got a whole bunch of limbs down that she couldn't handle by herself. So I'm taking a break, a little Gatorade break from chainsawing it up. And driving through the area, there's a whole lot of trees that are down, like significant trees, water oaks and things like that, that are, you know, probably, I would estimate probably, you know, nine feet circumference, kind of those kind of trees. And then a lot of power lines that are down. And so even getting here this morning to help her cut stuff up was a little bit of a maze trying to navigate the streets that were closed because there was a tree down and things like that. But, you know, overall, yeah, compared to how bad this could have been, like the Lord really spared a lot of folks. And, you know, there's just a lot. This could have been a lot worse. And so just, you know, thanking God that it wasn't, and using this as an opportunity to serve people.
You mentioned the member that you're helping with your chainsaw. How has the rest of your congregation been affected?
We have been pretty good. We've had, some folks have had some damage to their houses. I think the worst of it was one guy had a carport, which is like an outdoor garage kind of a thing. Mm. And his carport got just smashed to smithereens by a big tree. Mm. And then probably the one that's hardest to deal with is one of our guys had, one of our professor members actually had one of his trees, didn't hit his house, but hit his neighbor's house. So he's just got, you know, all sorts of guilt feelings about that, even though he probably shouldn't. But that's kind of a tough place for him to be in. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, we've been good. Our student members, Florida State, canceled classes after Monday. And so most of our student members evacuated because of that. It's fairly easy to get out of the storm-affected area. So most of them left or left with friends. Like we've got a few folks that are from out of state who just left with friends and went with them someplace else in the state, and they'll be back on Monday, and everything should be back up and running at Florida State while the rest of the city kind of gets up and going.
As you were describing downed trees, you know, for the rest of us across the country, across the U.S., we probably don't understand the difference between you know, typical deciduous trees and palm trees and the density of palm trees. Having lived in Florida, if a palm tree comes down, it's different than any of the other deciduous trees or even evergreens. Is that right?
Yeah. Thankfully, we're up here in North Florida. So the joke is the further north you go in Florida, the further south you get. Most of our trees are either pine or oak that are up here. We don't have a whole lot of palm. If we do have palm, it's been brought up. But yeah, if one of those goes down, it's a fibrous tree, and so it's like cutting into a very dense stalk of celery that so happens to be, you know, like 2 feet wide. So, or I guess maybe even thinking about it, like cutting into a really, really thick rope is another way to think about what it would be like to take out a palm tree.
Any reports from other parts of the Florida Georgia district that have been affected by Hurricane Michael?
Sure, I was just on the phone with our district president a little bit earlier this morning, and President Greg Walton, and we were talking about, you know, what he knows and what he's heard of and seen, and there's still a lot of reports that are coming in and yet have to come in. There's a lot of cell phone outage, and so basically when those cell towers go down, a lot of people, you know, you can't reach them via cell phone, and most of them don't have Wi-Fi. So communication is still a big issue, and we're still hearing from, I know one of the places that we're a little bit concerned about is Albany, Georgia, which is southern Georgia, up the road, probably an hour and a half from us here in Tallahassee. We still don't know exactly what the extent of the damage is there. We just heard one of our coastal churches down in Wakulla. The pastor is okay, but he has yet to find out what's going on at his church because he can't get there. He just came back in from evacuating himself. So a lot of it is kind of sitting and waiting and you know, still getting in those reports because communication is down. There's also, you know, we're also kind of getting prepped and ready here in Florida, Georgia to help, our brothers in the Southern District over there in the Panhandle because, honestly, they seem to have gotten it worse, mm-hmm. especially Panama City, Mexico Beach area. We've got some former members from university that moved to Panama City, and they sent me a picture that was just crazy. I mean, they had a forest in the back of their house, and they sent this picture, and every one of those trees was laying down to the point where, you know, everything was flat. And just amazing devastation. The power of these storms is something that I think, you know, when I was living in the Midwest, I really didn't have any kind of an appreciation for how strong a hurricane really is. And I grew up as a missionary kid in the Philippines with typhoons. And I guess I lived through them there, but I didn't really have that cognizant notion of it until I really came here and saw how destructive these things can be.
Our guest today, the Reverend Jay Winters, pastor at University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee, Florida, and district secretary for the Florida-Georgia District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll share a link for both the Florida-Georgia District and the Southern District as well, opportunities to give and support disaster response there as well. Pastor Winters, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.